5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back to the whole show. Coming up in a few moments, actually, we're going to catch up with Zach Stevens of DNVR Broncos. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. I want to get his thoughts on Sean Payton right now. It is a different approach. It is a no-nonsense approach that he is bringing in. In fact, I saw Mark Kisla of the Denver Post. He does this Kicking It with Kiz where people ask him questions and stuff. The headline is, "The Broncos hired Dirty Harry to replace Captain Kangaroo as coach." How will Russell Wilson respond? He's not doing the let's ride thing anymore. He's not doing as much on social media. He slimmed down, which is a big story.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Not doing any of that stuff. Any of the weird stuff. So, Angel,
not yet.
Yeah, but I don't
know. Those commercials didn't come out until like August.
Yeah, but did you see... Have you been... Like, I'm watching whatever. I was watching maybe a Rockies game. There was a local ad. It was a Broncos ad. I don't know what they were promoting. Again, that... Commercials get so carried away, you have no idea what they're promoting. So it's the Broncos, and it's about their partnership with so-and-so. Well, it was, I think it was Greg Penner that opened it up, and then it was like Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson.
Was it the UC Health?
Is that what it is?
Because they were like announcing their new partnership.
Yes, and did you notice who didn't have any lines in that?
Russell.
None.
It was weird.
And Peyton has all the lines.
He had like two lines. But
yeah, but still. Like,
Peyton's the front man.
He's the front man. He was the front man in their video, in their schedule release. If you're Russell Wilson, that's kind of, it's a little weird, right? It's like, hey, we don't trust your celebrity anymore, so we're going to have you piggyback off of a sure thing in Peyton Manning.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we kind of found out from Russell that he has this mentality where he only looks at the positives of everything.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really focus on any negatives of anything. If this is coming into his personality a bit and saying, hey, we need you to be less Russ.
Yeah.
We need you to not be that guy so much. Does that affect him a little bit mentally? Like, okay, yeah, I can play on the field, but I don't feel like myself off the field. So, like... Now it's what we thought was an act is becoming an act off the field.
He's being someone he's not. A lot of, because I think last year everyone was like, oh, he's fake. Maybe not. Maybe that was Russ. He was just this, oh, everybody's okay. And
well, he said
I love life.
That's what he is. He's a very positive person.
He's over positive. He's a little kooky, a little corny, all that stuff. But that might be him. Sean Payton might be saying, dude, it's a new career. It's a new world now. You had an easy pass with Seattle because it worked out and everybody was good, but you were, I don't know, it was revealed that you weren't maybe as good as we thought. We'll find out. So you need to dial it back. You need to start earning some respect back because you're a sideshow. That's the truth of this. I like Russell Wilson. I am begging for him to get it right. Because I think that this is a fascinating story, too. I love the storylines. But last year, if we just want to take it from the time, from his first Let's Ride video to where we are now, he's more of a joke. And I hate that for him. I've always been a diehard Russell Wilson guy. Not diehard, but I've been a big Russell Wilson fan. Always. Loved him in Seattle. Was pretty pumped that he was coming to Denver. Shocked. Once the Broncos decided, or once they didn't get a deal done with Rodgers, I thought, okay, we're staying the course with Locke and Bridgewater. Okay. Thought that might be where we go. But then they announced Russell Wilson, and I thought, whoa, maybe that's even better than Rodgers, because Rodgers might be on his way out pretty soon. All of that, you know, he's a unique guy, whatever. Well, that turned out, yeah, the Rodgers thing probably would have worked out a little bit better last year. Maybe Nathaniel Hackett still has a job. Who knows? But yeah, that's a good point, Angel. Like, does all this, how this Dirty Harry, or whatever, that's what Kisla's calling him, this tough-nosed coach, does that affect Russell Wilson? He's lost weight. Clearly he was instructed to, or did he just do it? Because the media was talking about it. Everyone was saying, oh, you know, he's... I never really looked at it that way. I
didn't think he was out of shape last year.
He didn't.
He looked like Russell Wilson.
He looked like Russell Wilson.
He's kind of shorter. He's a little more thick in just his body, but
didn't really think much of it for me.
No, for smaller quarterbacks, you like them to be a little thicker because they're small.
When he took off and ran, he showed that he could still run and still move. I didn't necessarily look at him and say, "Man, he's Kyle Orton out there."
And I think with Pete Carroll, I think Pete Carroll's he can have fun as a coach. Like, he can be a goofy kind of guy, and I think that kind of meshed with Russell.
Yeah, well, Russ made
because they had it was kind of give
it was
and take.
A good thing. Yeah,
with Nathaniel, it was kind of let's just go crazy all the time. And now it feels the overreaction to that is. No, we're being super serious.
Yeah, so because I remember Russ and Carroll were so close that Russ on Halloween dressed up as Carroll and did a funny video. I thought it was great, and that points to their relationship. Can you imagine Russell Wilson doing that right now about Sean Payton? Mm-mm. Sean Payton's gonna lose his crap, man. And then with Hackett, it was like Carroll could control it. They kind of worked well within each other and the system and the organization. But it with Hackett last year, it was like. We got Russell freaking Wilson, man, and his wife, Sierra, and I used to be in a boy band, and I wanted to be in a boy band, and is all this, too much?
Well, maybe Carroll had the behind-the-scenes assurance that, hey, whatever happens with Russ, your job's good. Hackett didn't have that.
No.
It was, I got this
Russ.
Job. Awesome. Oh, you're giving me a quarterback? Oh, cool. I'm going to sit back.
Yep. But now you got to win because you got Russell Wilson. We don't know how good he is, but we think he's good.
You got the quarterback, and now you got the coach.
Yeah, now you got to win. Will this have an adverse effect on Russell Wilson? And again, you're probably in your cars going, can it get any worse? So no, go for it. Be a jerk to him.
Does somebody else step up in his place?
As a quarterback?
The class clown of the team or whatever.
No, I don't think you're going to see any of that stuff. Look, Brandon McManus was the guy that would dress up as a referee and come to practice. He's gone.
So it's no nonsense.
I think it's all no nonsense, dude.
No fun.
I think it's going to be all serious business. If you're doing social media, that's fine. That's your social media. But I'm just telling you right now, don't get weird. I don't want you complaining about this organization. I don't want you getting on. And I know it's an open world now, and everybody can get on and tweet about their coaches and players. But we're not going to do that here. You know, he said it from the get-go. He said, we don't want to be doing the talking. I don't remember his little saying that he had. It was interesting, though. Right now, as we talk on this 30th day of May, I'm not sitting here going, oh, there's big red flags. And I've learned my lesson from last year. Hackett, all the stuff that he did, that all should have been red flags to us. All of it. We got Russell freaking Wilson, man. No coach talks like that. The ones that do don't last very long. I mean, your boy does, but he's proven it. Mike McDaniel has proven you can kind of be that way, and it works for him. It didn't work for Hackett. Not a lot of coaches talk like that. Most are like, we're excited about Russ, and he's had a great career. We're excited to see him with Denver. Instead, it was like, oh, man, Sierra and Russ, and I like Star Wars, and all these different things that we all laughed at and ate up. And I interviewed the guy. I was doing Denver radio stuff. I interviewed him. I came away going, dude, that guy's awesome. I could be best friends with that guy. But those are all red flags. They should have been. Are there red flags with Sean Payton? Is it a red flag that he pushed don't get on social media, and then shortly after that, he got on social media and ripped apart some Denver media guy? When we were all wondering when he was going to fill out the rest of his coaching staff. Was that a red flag? Is it a red flag that he's buttoning down everything and media is not allowed to tweet or Facebook or talk about it on radio or write about it unless it's kind of addressed to Sean Payton in a presser? Is that a red flag? Or is this just Payton saying, we are in the lab here. We are working extremely hard. We don't want a lot of noise to distract us from the job we're trying to do.
That's fine, and that the intentions are clear and good, but I said earlier, you're leaving room for assumptions.
That's,
you say, hey, we're going to be in the lab for a couple of months. Me as media, I'm going to say, all right, well, when you come out in a couple of months, I'm going to expect something pretty good. Not, 3 weeks to get going. I expect it to be good week one.
Yes.
If you're telling me you're working on it, all right, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to bother you, but you better give me some results.
I think that there's pressure on this team when you do when you give too much or if you don't give enough. Because if you give too much, you set up this false pressure, this false sense of accomplishment. If we're very excited about Russ, he's amazing. We got Russell freaking Wilson.
Come on, y'all. Russell Wilson. Holy.
And at the time, we're like, he's just like us. That's the problem, though, Angel, because just like us ain't coaches in the NFL. You know? I mean, we can go Russell freaking Wilson. We can drool all over these guys. But for the coach to do it, that should have been a red flag. Dixon says, the fact that media can't report on things that happen, even nice plays, etc., unless Peyton brings it up, seems a little over the top. Is it over the top? A little over the top, or is it a red flag? Because I agree, it seems a little over the top. Is it harming anyone? And Zach's going to come on in a moment. He's one of the best Broncos beat writers there is. But I'm going to be honest, I don't need to see that Russell Wilson looking like he lost 2.5 pounds from last week. I don't need to see that every other day. I don't need to see the new kicker looks like he can kick. He kicked the 22-yard extra point.
What can he do 46 left hash?
That would be good to know. That would be very good to know. But I don't need to see all that. Maybe some stories. You know, but there's just a point where it's like, okay, I don't need that much. Zach Stevens will join us in a moment, though. Let's get his thoughts. Zach from DNVR Broncos, 17 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. He will join us coming up next. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. Hear Coach Speak weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kristen Mateo, your UNC women's basketball coach, and you are listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Just 22 minutes after 1 o'clock, our Broncos insider, Zach Stevens, with the DNVR Broncos, joining us now. Okay, Zach, so I want to get into the rules, Sean Payton's rules for you guys, for media members there. You know, I saw some of the videos last week, and I've heard various things. Zach, take us through it, man. How strict are things surrounding the Denver Broncos during the OTAs?
Oh, Brady, they are incredibly strict, and this is something where the Broncos in the NFL, typically they're always strict on things, but this is to an entirely new level, and it's Sean Payton's way of doing things, and he's making it very clear that not only are they going to do things their way on the field and with their media, but they're going to do things their way off the field with the Broncos. So we watched an entire two-hour practice last week on Thursday, weren't allowed to have our phones out or tweet at all during that practice, which is so different than in the past when we've been able to give live updates on what's going on during practice. And then even after practice, we're not allowed to say that X player made a good play over this other player. All we're allowed to say is someone had a good day at practice, and that's about it, Brady.
Okay, so I want to get back to that in a moment because that is bizarre to me. But is it also true that you can't, like you being on this show right now, Zach, you doing your podcast or writing about it or whatever, are there certain things you can't even talk about then unless it was addressed to Coach Payton in the press conference room so it's somewhat pre-approved?
100%. That's exactly right. And an example of that, Brady, is Jerry Jeudy he collided with another player on the field. Don't even believe I'm allowed to say what other player he collided with.
Oh my gosh.
Last week. And Jerry came up, seemed like he was just a little bothered by the injury or by the contact. And we weren't allowed to say anything until after practice, Sean Payton said, Jerry's fine. He just has a little thigh bruise or whatever the exact words he said were. And then we can say that. But that is it. And again, it's such a different place to be with the Broncos. But apparently this is what Sean Payton did in New Orleans for his 15 seasons there. And he says, we're going to do it my way. So you know what? We're doing it Sean Payton's way. And it's just very different, not only for media, but
And I've heard a lot of fans say, well, you know, he's doing it his way. I'm fine with that. And that's totally fine if it leads to wins. Broncos fans are going to be happy with it. But it does hurt fans in the way of, man, they just get to know really nothing about the team until training camp comes around. And from my understanding, when training camp comes around and there's fans at practices, because fans can tweet whatever they want, they're going to let media open it up a little bit.
Or he has a conversation with each and every fan there and says, you do not tweet about it. It's like jury duty, man. You can't look up stories. You can't do anything outside of it. So Russ throws a 20-yard pass to Jerry Jeudy on an out route or something like that. You can't tweet, wow, what a beautiful throw.
Yeah, you're trying to get me in trouble right now, Brady. You're trying to get me to say that there is a nice 20-yard pass completed to Jerry Jeudy last week. And, you know, I won't deny that, but you're exactly right.
Wow.
We're pretty much allowed to say that that Jerry Jeudy had a nice catch during practice. And you could take it as maybe it was a 20-yard pass, you know, to the outside, something like that.
Wow, that's okay. So, what's the punishment then, Zach? Has it been outlined to you guys? If you go on and say something you're not supposed to, write about something you're not supposed to, do you lose your credentials for the season?
Yeah, it's a great question. Hopefully, something I never find
yes,
out.
Yes, yes.
The answer to, but in all honesty, Brady, people are, at least as of the very first practice, followed the rules. I was impressed, maybe a little surprised with our media tour that no one broke the rules at all. But what I will say is it's not just media that he's holding to these standards. It's people inside the building that he's really holding to these standards as well. And there's a healthy fear, or maybe just a fear of Sean Payton from every single part of the organization right now. And so no one wants to test his limits.
Well, talk to us about Russell Wilson. It's clear that he's trimmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Looks good. How do you believe he's handling all of this? Because this is way different. This feels like a much, you tell me if I'm wrong, this feels like a much different Russell Wilson than the one we were introduced to as a Bronco last season.
Oh, completely different. It's a completely different Russell Wilson. It's a completely different way that the organization, i.e. the head coach, is handling and dealing with Russell Wilson. And it couldn't be more different. Last year, Nathaniel Hackett at Russell Wilson's introductory press conference is talking about how when he met Russell Wilson's wife, Sierra, he like couldn't contain his excitement. This year, Sean Payton will barely acknowledge Russell Wilson's existence on the team. Now, he did say that Russ is picking things up well and looking sharp on the field. That was the biggest compliment we've heard Sean Payton give Russell Wilson since Sean Payton was hired months ago. So Russell Wilson is being treated just like, you know, one of the other 53 players on the team, whereas last year, even when things were going wrong, Brady, and a week or two before Nathaniel Hackett was fired, Nathaniel Hackett was still saying, this is all about Russ. We're doing everything surrounding Russ. We're building this around Russ. Sean Payton isn't coming close to that. And we're talking about a $50 million quarterback. It wouldn't be crazy to say some of the things that Nathaniel Hackett said about Russ, because he is your quarterback. The quarterback is the most important position in sports, and Russ is certainly understanding that. He's picking that up from very simplistic things like Russell Wilson was shorter in his sentences talking on the podium when we talked to him last week than he was last year, being very long-winded, giving long answers. No, he doesn't want to say as much as he did last season. And then Russell Wilson has also got the memo that, man, last year, adding weight, being more of a pocket passer, that's not going to work. He has to slim down, be the best shape of his life, and Russell Wilson really put in the work this offseason because he wouldn't tell us how much he lost, but it's just clear looking at him that he's in much better shape this year.
Yeah, we'll see how that one works out and how he responds to this. Because, you know, last year, I think with Hackett, it was because, Zach, we kind of saw some of, you know, the fun stuff with Russ with Pete Carroll in Seattle. It wasn't all the time, but I remember Russ dressed up as Pete Carroll for Halloween and did a fun little spiel there. So he did some of that kind of goofy stuff once in a while. With Hackett, I think it was like, yeah, dude, be you. Go do whatever you want. That's fine. Go do it. So I'll be curious to see mentally how he responds, because it sure sounds like Sean Payton, whether he had a team meeting or an individual meeting with everybody, we're gonna tone her down on social media. We're gonna tone her down on all that fun stuff.
Oh, 100%. I absolutely think that message has been delivered verbally and non-verbally with the way that Sean is handling things. And again, Brady, I've talked to so many different people in the organization and so many different areas and departments of the organization, and everyone understands that things are different and that there's different rules to follow, and there's a different way that not just the team is going to be run, but that the organization is going to be run under Sean Payton. And really everyone understands just how different that is, and you know that there's some really good aspects of it. There's some aspects that just seem maybe a little too different. But if it results in wins, that's all that's going to matter at the end of the day. And I think that's the way that fans are approaching it as well.
Zach Stevens joining me from DNVR Broncos. Zach, we got a texter here. They want to know, are they literally having somebody listen to all the radio shows, read all the articles, all of that stuff, to check for violators as far as saying things you're not supposed to about the Broncos and OTAs?
You know, I can't confirm if they're listening to everything, but Brady, you wouldn't believe how much information they read, hear, whether it's articles, whether it's podcasts, radio, whether it's Twitter. They pretty much see it all. Now, that's actually something that they've been doing for a long time, that they see and hear everything, but now it's even more, and it's on Sean Payton's rules. And, you know, it's Sean last week said he made a little joke when asked about this, the crackdown. He said it's the way we've done it. It's the way we did it in New Orleans. It's infecting people in our building, not just you guys. And I gave you guys open locker room during rookie minicamp, so I'm taking your Twitter away. Fair trade. That is not a fair trade.
Was he gonna come
all.
On, rookies? Yeah. It's insane to me.
Especially during rookie minicamp, he told us that the reason we were going into the locker room to have that open locker room was because to prep the rookies for what the season looks like. So it's really just a big win-win for Sean. But if you just take a step back, Sean wants no hype on this team. He has made that very clear through his words, through his actions. He wants people to know that the team is working, but they're going to be doing it in the darkness. That's why the Broncos social media team is not hyping them up. They're barely posting anything as well. And so that's the approach he wants to take, the complete opposite of last year. Again, last year, everything was golden. Everything was rainbows. The Broncos were going to make the playoffs without a doubt. It was about winning the West. Sean Payton saying, we can't have that embarrassment again. Let's just go prove it on the field. And until we do prove it on the field, we're going to be quiet.
Yeah, it's certainly a different feel. And let me ask you this, Zach. Last year, and I think we all admit, even if we didn't at the time, everyone kind of admits there probably were some red flags with Nathaniel Hackett that we should have. And maybe you did, Zach, and maybe some people did. But I didn't look at the red flags much until we got into the preseason. And I was like, oh, not playing any of the starters. That's weird. But there were red flags that we should have paid attention to with Hackett. Are you seeing, is any of this stuff bring raise a red flag to you, or do you just look at it as, it's a unique way to do it? Nothing is that alarming, though.
So it's a very good, fair question, Brady, and it actually reminds me of last year in a different way. Last year, there was this honeymoon period with Nathaniel Hackett that included Russell Wilson coming to the Broncos, that included the new ownership. But really, it was surrounding Nathaniel Hackett from the very start, his positivity and the energy he brought. It's hard to think of positivity and just this vibrant energy in any bad sense. And so I don't hold that against Nathaniel Hackett at all. And certainly it was contagious to all of Broncos country for 8 months when he was hired in January until really the season started, until really week one. He was just absolutely loved. But a question that did come to mind middle of the offseason was, what happens if they don't win? What happens if this thing goes off the track? All we've seen is a head coach that is ultra positive, that is ultra energetic. How is this going to translate to the players, to the organization, to the fan base if they lose? And it didn't translate very well.
So now I look at the exact same thing, kind of the exact opposite situation with Sean Payton. Sean Payton isn't making many friends, not because he's making enemies, but he's not allowing fans, media, to get to know who he is. If they win, Brady, it's not going to matter. Fans are going to absolutely love Sean Payton, despite knowing very little about him, despite getting very little information throughout this offseason about this team. It's not going to matter. If they lose, though, well, he's not going to have a lot of people in his corner saying he gets the benefit of the doubt because we know he was doing this and this and it just didn't work. No, we're not going to know anything about him. And so he's just not making friends now. I don't think Sean Payton cares about making friends or not. He has a resume of 15 years that speaks volumes. He's got a Super Bowl ring that speaks volumes as well. But to me, he is kind of putting himself at a disadvantage if things go wrong, specifically the first month of the season or certainly the first year of this season. But it's really more on him and how he's viewed. And also, I'm curious how all of this would go over inside the building with the players, with other departments of it, because he has made a lot of people's jobs in that building a lot more difficult just with constraints he's put on.
Well, I don't think he's making your job that difficult, Zach, because you tweeted out this awesome tweet on May 27th. Fun fact, J.J. Watt is helping Zach Allen pick out furniture for his new house. J.J. Watt responded, and so did a lot of people. So, I mean, your Twitter game, regardless of being able to post about an out route or whatever, is stronger than ever, my man.
I appreciate that, Brady. You know, he's making me dive into my creative bag right now. And Memorial Day weekend treated me kindly.
Yeah, oh, I love that, man. You're one of the best to do it, my friend. And I'll be looking out. Maybe you can start putting some cryptic tweets out there that only a certain few of us will know exactly what's going on when you tweet about it.
Man, we were joking. What if someone in the media and created a burner account and that the Broncos just had no idea where it was coming from? I think with the resources that the Broncos have, and specifically Sean Payton, I think they get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Yep, and then we'll get notification that our interview next week with Zach Stevens has been canceled for some reason.
Exactly.
Zach, appreciate you, my man. Love what you do. We'll catch up with you next week, maybe for some updates, or maybe not. Maybe we'll just talk about the Nuggets or movie reviews or something.
Yeah, maybe, you know, one good catch or something like that.
Yes.
But probably you can just play that clip I just said right there that someone had a good catch. You can play that, and that'll probably suffice.
That'd be great, my man. Zach, appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
Right on. Thanks, Brady.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Funny. Interesting. It is exactly how I painted it last week. That's exactly what's happening, that you can't talk about anything unless Sean Payton addresses it. If you ask Sean Payton a question and he doesn't address it, no comment, you can't talk about it. Or you'll probably lose your credentials. 38 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor with my guy, Ryan Hicks. And, well, his partner, too. They formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago. Renaissance Insurance has always had the backs of Northern Coloradoans, and we appreciate them so much. They specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld County and our go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you guys have been working so hard for. Call Ryan at with Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor at 970-674-8825. That's 970-674-8825. Tight-knit brewing poll question of the day is, how's the series going to end? How's it going down between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat? We are finally here. So we're set for the finals to start on Thursday. Cannot wait. Dixon texting in, it's not like, ooh, can't read that word. It's not like this blank really worked that well for him in New Orleans. In fact, I never even heard about it and surprised it wasn't talked about more if that's how he handled things. To be honest, it sounds like something Belichick would do. Well, you didn't hear about it because there was nothing to hear. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, as a Nuggets fan, we know there's a lot of things the national media just doesn't get to. This is one of those things. They didn't get to how Sean Payton handled practice. But they don't, like, would you care? If you saw that, you're watching the news, you're watching SportsCenter, and they get up and say, Sean Payton's laying down the law. He's not going to let reporters tweet about plays and stuff. Would that really be a story that national media would go after? I don't think so. I mean, does national media go after the fact that Colorado media doesn't even go after this? CU, I don't know how Sanders is going to do his thing, but CU doesn't allow you to go watch practice. Wyoming doesn't allow you to go watch practice. CSU does, kind of, but you get to go. UNC does, but that's not really a story. There's not a lot of people that are like, oh, what are they covering up over there? It's not a story. So I don't think it's a national story. It's a story for us. But
I think
it could
be a national story. Really? I think there's a lot of eyes on Denver. Like, how does Sean Payton do coming back to coaching? Can he fix or unfix Russell, whatever it is? I think that's a pretty good story, and I think people want to see that, see what that process is like.
But
when you shut it down,
we're
football fans. We're going to eat the crumbs that you give us.
Yeah, we want OTA crumbs. I agree.
And we
do
will freak
want
out because
crumbs.
A player's wearing a new helmet in practice, and it's the biggest story of the week.
Tua's wearing a new helmet?
He is.
How excited are you on a scale from 1 to 10 about the new helmet?
Well, I mean, if it works, it works. It's apparently the highest rated helmet. So.
More excited about the helmet or the karate lessons?
Jiu-jitsu. Actually, I can't correct you because I don't know what it is. It changes every week. He says jiu-jitsu. His trainer says judo. The coach says something else. It's all, you know, kicks and flips and stuff.
I don't know. It's OTAs. If there were to be a story that comes out about training camp and it was like, fans, you're only going to get to see the opening. You're not going to get to see a lot. Media, same rules as OTAs. Then I suppose it'd be a national story. OTAs right now? I mean, I talk about a lot of different sports and a lot of different teams. So for me, not having every single stretch and fumble or reception or handoff and during OTAs, all, you know, blasting Twitter and everything, I'm okay. I'm okay with it. You know, let the Rockies have the rest of OTAs. Let the Nuggets will have it regardless, but let the Rockies share some of it on night. Because the Nuggets aren't going to be playing every night, Angel. We're going to need something to do. Like tonight, we're going to be probably watching the Rockies tonight. Watching Kyle Freeland. No? You got to get caught. You got Caddyshack to watch.
No.
Are we still doing? I mean, it's been 2 weeks because we didn't have a show Friday. And then last Friday, we both just forgot. We didn't get to it because we were very.
Well, we just didn't have it scheduled.
Well, we were very enthralled with what we're seeing with the Nuggets. And it's like, I don't want to do anything. I'm not going to watch Caddyshack right now. Should we? We could change the movie. It's not too late.
We can always come back to Caddyshack.
Well, yeah, because I did a vote, and the vote is not sacred. We can change that. We could review a different. Should we review a basketball movie since we're in basketball? Should we do that? Air is out. Does that count as a sports movie, even though it's more of the business side of the?
I don't know.
We did a basketball movie already.
Did baseball?
Should we? Yeah, we did. We did Moneyball. That's right.
How did you forget Moneyball?
I don't know.
It's in my starting five.
We could do. We should do either a baseball movie or a basketball movie, because we're not in football mode, and I guess we're in golf mode, but we're not really talking golf today or tomorrow. I don't know. What would you rather? You tell me. Would you rather stick with Caddyshack, or would you rather pick a different movie between a baseball movie and a basketball movie?
The second option.
Okay, so would you rather a basketball movie or a baseball movie?
Let the hooligans decide.
Okay, basketball movie or a baseball movie for the Brady and Angel movie extravaganza review party that we do. And maybe Jerry Schimmel. Can't talk about the Broncos anymore, so film reviews might have to be the daily thing. Dude, during COVID, that's when we started this thing, was film reviews. Basketball or baseball? I'm just trying to think of basketball. I'm never really a big fan of basketball movies. For some reason, baseball movies are always better. I like basketball, the sport, better. But baseball movies are always better. 48 minutes after the hour, what did we learn today? We'll find out on the other side. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Baseball in Colorado is electric. Hear it all on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
What did we learn on this second to last day of May? Is that right? There's 31 days in May. Well, I learned that we're almost done with the month of May. Here comes June. I learned a couple of things. Number one, I think this Miami matchup, I think it's going to be relatively easy for Denver. I really do. I also learned that the Broncos are going to be operating much like Fight Club. The first rule is you don't talk about it. That's the thing. What'd you learn today, Angel?
I learned that the city of Denver and the state of Colorado is more than ready for a championship trophy. More specifically, the Larry O'Brien Trophy, to make its way to the Mile High City and join our illustrious trophy case.
Are we going to the parade?
Yes.
Okay, here's my... Is Tanner, are you listening? We will forget all of your Nikola Jokic stuff, the dog, all of it. You and I will forget it if he will drive.
Wow.
That way we can have a beverage
or
two.
Can we put like a doggy mask on him? Just like some little puppy ears.
Yes. No, I just...
This is Tanner, our dog.
Yes.
To show you Nikola Jokic, the real dog.
Tanner, you can drive my car. That's fine. But you're the driver. And that way Angel and I and Brian, maybe Bruce...
Of course.
Get the gang down there. And we just party it up. Because it'll be during the day.
That'll be a fun day.
Let's see. Tanner, I will not accept that deal. So apparently we are driving down there, and we'll just drink water the whole time. One of us will.
That's fine.
Come on, Tanner. We'll forget about all of your Nuggets stuff. We're gonna lose it. It's gone. We probably should be of sound mind when we're down there, because we'll be kind of covering it somewhat.
Oh, well, the players won't be.
Oh, there could be a parade in Denver, man. There could be one very, very soon. For your Denver Nuggets. How about that? That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Looking forward to, we'll see. We'll see where we are. Rocky's going to win tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll talk more Nuggets, Heat. We'll break into this series a little bit more. And who knows? Maybe somebody will tweet about something they're not supposed to when it comes to the Denver Broncos, and we can talk about that. 1:55 the time. Good night, Northern Colorado.